This week, we get our heads in a spin, attempting to address antimatter. Kevin got in touch, asking this.
Hi, this is Kevin Fitch from Glenwood, Maryland. As I understand it, physicists have been trying to figure out why the universe is made primarily of matter as opposed to antimatter. What evidence is there that the universe is made primarily of matter? How would we be able to tell if roughly half the galaxies out there were primarily antimatter? Thanks.
So, is there an antimatter planet out there? Could we see one, even if there was? And does it even matter? We take these questions to Tamala Maciel, PhD astrophysicist at Cambridge University. First up, what exactly is antimatter?
It's very much like normal matter. Same mass, same sort of interaction with gravity. It's just that it's got opposite charges, opposite magnetic spins to normal matters.
In which case, would a planet made up of antimatter be stable?
So if we had an antimatter planet or an antimatter star or antimatter galaxy, and it was sitting out in a corner of space completely by itself in a vacuum, it would look completely normal to us. We wouldn't see anything exotic about it. It would be radiating the same sort of light that maybe a normal star or a normal galaxy does. It would be gravitationally bound, it'd be very stable. So actually, something completely isolated made of antimatter, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And this is because antimatter behaves very, very similarly to normal matter. We've actually experimentally tested this as well. I think a few years ago, the Large Hadron Collider made an antihydrogen, so an antiproton plus an antielectron that was bound together. And they kept it around for 17 minutes. And the only limiting factor of that was simply they needed to keep it away from every bit of normal matter that was around, so the walls of the detector and stuff. Really, by itself, it's completely stable and acts just like a normal hydrogen atom. So antimatter galaxies on their own, no problem. They would look the same to us. How do we know if there are actually antimatter galaxies out there? The problem is if there's any boundary between an antimatter galaxy and a matter galaxy. And there is stuff. There's gas and dust between galaxies. As soon as antimatter and matter collide, they annihilate, and we would expect to see at that interface a wall of sort of gamma ray emission from all of this annihilation happening. And we've been looking for this, and actually we don't see any areas where there's this large continuous stream of gamma ray photons that would be indicative of antimatter galaxies or stars out there.
Thanks, Tamala. Well, moving to another type of annihilation, from antimatter to ashes. Tracy wrote in with this.
Would cremated ashes, human or animal, have any effect on the growth of a plant? We are thinking of starting a business where we put cremated ashes in a pot with a plant and would like to know how this would affect the growth of the plant.
So, once dead, and if cremated, could a scattering of your ashes help to grow a tree?
If you've got some ideas, you can find us on Facebook or get in touch with us via Twitter at Naked Scientists. Now that's all we've got time for this week. My thanks to all of our guests, Jennifer Cohn, Joshua Cohen, Amy Taylor and Julian Suavolesco. Thanks also to Kate Lamble for production. Now I know it might be the middle of exam season, but do join us next week when we'll have a special Science Centre show all about learning and memory. Thank you for listening and goodbye.